Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. I'm excited to share another great guest with you today. Today, my guest is Zola DeFermian. I am so excited to have her here, and I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. You know, I think that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you actually do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place, and you want to make a difference in the world. So perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us here on the show. Now, if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show. Now, I always want to make sure that I thank all of you for spending your precious time here with us on the show. Time is our most valuable asset. And I always want to make sure that this time is value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. Help me in welcoming our guest today. I am so excited to have Zola DeFermian. I'm going to start that over. Join me in welcoming our guest for today. Zola DeFermian is here with us. Zola helps the smart, heart-centered, and holistic entrepreneur succeed while building a business designed to let you thrive. With over 25 years of experience in both successful business enterprises as well as a small business development consultant, her special expertise combines solid business training anchored with the daily nuts and bolts with a creative, right-brained approach. End uncertainty about what to do next, how to prioritize, how to maintain focus, and flow. Overwhelm is not required. Her promise is that I guarantee you get super clear and get things done, those truly important things that make a difference. Clarity, simplicity, and powers of the heart are her favorite secret weapons. Welcome, Zola. I am so excited to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you so much. It's great to be back in touch with you, and I am an admirer of your show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, I say a little bit about people in their bio when I'm introducing them, but there's always more to the story. Would you share with our listeners, Zola, a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to the person you are today and what you do?
That's a big question for
I know it is.
We all are good at talking about our own journeys, I think. The most important thing, I think, is that I really recognized at an early age that I loved adventure. I loved the understanding that life itself is an adventure. And I grew up in an entrepreneurial family, so I saw my father's adventures in business, which were multiple. You know, they call them serial entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And it was in my blood. There was no way that I wasn't going to be creating business, as well as I have a very artistic and creative mind type. So that is naturally holistic. The associations between things have to be brought together for me. And so I've had a journey that includes becoming an educator, a professional with a master's in education and brain-friendly teaching. So that's one really powerful thing that I bring when I work with people and when I give my online trainings, is the understanding of what really allows us to learn in a way that suits you as an individual and allows you to really get it in a way that you can implement it. So I lived the life of a serial entrepreneur as a young person, creating my own products and learning how to sell them and how not to do it. And finally, in late 20s, I actually started seriously studying business and put on my entrepreneur's steel-toed boots and got serious about not only being satisfied in my heart by what I was doing with my work, but actually being able to be profitable and successful in that way as well. So no compromise. You know, it has to be aligned with heart. I'm a meditator, and mindfulness is part of it, and holistic understanding is part of it. And ultimately, you know, that at that point was a turning point. I was able to really build a very successful business, the first one that flew, soared, I say. Mm. So here I am enjoying every day being able to bring the best of what I've learned, touchstones and core principles and accountability, a lot of mindset skills, because that's really big for me. I was a kid who grew up as a semi-depressive, hypersensitive type. Mm. So learning to work with your own mindset. And I think one of the most important things that I'm living with right now, we could get into it later, but is really understanding the individual power of greatness that we all have. You know, Joseph Campbell talked about the hero's journey. And I always saw that, you know, that people are truly heroic, just living their lives. You know, but we don't give ourselves the credit for the impulse to greatness that allows us to get up in the middle of the night for kids and whatever, you know. But the trick and the keys that I'm wanting to impart most of all are to be able to be a great leader for ourselves, to come into touch with that core greatness potential and allow that to lead us so that we really maximize the possibilities, you know, optimum business, vibrant life. Mm. That's all about if you're an entrepreneur.
Yeah. And you're so true. You know, it's what you said a little bit earlier, Zola. That's so true. We don't pat ourselves on the back enough. We don't realize how wonderful and powerful and great we are. We really don't. We sort of poo-poo it and, oh, it's just, you know, it's just this or that. Or, and even when people, you know, compliment you, sometimes people, especially women, I think, have a hard time even receiving compliments. They say, oh, this old thing, or, you know, they make light of it. And so I really think that that's a huge piece.
It is. It really is. For me, it has been life or death, kind of, you know, learning how to honor and be gentle with ourselves all of the time, and to be as kind to ourselves as we are to others. I think that is really at the heart.
Yeah. So if you had to, say somebody asked you, well, Zola, what makes you different? What would you say makes how you do your coaching unique? That it's special to you? Because I know, you know, that's something that people always talk about. Well, what makes you different, you know? So if somebody asked you that, what would you say makes you unique? What's that saying?
Hmm. Well, I think most of all that my purpose is there to help you as an individual entrepreneur really ignite your own sense of purpose and gain the clarity that will allow it to unfold without so much struggle and striving and falling down as much, certainly not kicking ourselves, but to design it to thrive. And I think what's core there is that I do know I have a life experience anchored in business practice and business study and seeing the terrible downfalls that people can avoid, you know. And so I look at who you are and help you self-assess and help you as an individual say, these are my strengths and these are the ones that are going to really help me right now thrive in my business. So we create a very simplified plan that's very clear about what you need as an individual business owner to take it to the next step. And that has to do with prioritizing. It has to do with how you design your days, your relationship to time. We assess a lot of different things to decide where your focus is going to be most needed. But I also have a mini overview that I give everybody about, you know, the five on the fingers of your hand, I can count them, the five fundamentals in a business that holistic or creative people very often want to bypass some of these, you know. And there's a certain thing about our discomfort with the business world, if you're holistically minded, that it doesn't get you off the hook from needing to be aware of what it takes for your business to succeed, you know, to be profitable, becoming profit friendly, becoming comfortable with the financial part of your business is part of what I can do for people in a really non-linear, not so businessy paradigm. And, you know, that allows a lot of people, I think, to go there in a way that if you pull business books off the shelf in the library, you're going to be finding a lot of spreadsheets and business plans that are daunting and kind of shut down your sense of heart connection sometimes. I mean, I find that for the kind of people who like to work with me. So it really is about your business vision, you know, having it be so clear and shining, simple, attractive to you, attractive to your target audience, mindset skills, accountability, so that you really stay focused and in flow and enthusiastic. Mm.
Sounds like you, yeah, it sounds like you really blend that whole business, corporate, the actual, what people think of when they think of a business, with the holistic, creative, spiritual side of people. So that's great, because not every, you know, coach who works with entrepreneurs has that business background like you do.
Isn't that the truth? I mean, there are a lot
yeah.
of fabulous people out there offering fabulous things that are very appealing, and in a new business, whether you're in startup or you're feeling stuck, I really encourage people to look and see, does this person have a background and training in some business principles? Things that get overlooked are just astounding.
Right. Yeah. So now, and I don't mean to be presumptuous here, but most people, when they're starting their own business, now you're a serial entrepreneur, so you've started lots of businesses, you know, most people come up upon some challenges. You know, things get in the way. It's, finding the right people, the technology, the time management stuff, the self-doubt, the prioritizing. I mean, there's all kinds of things. Did you have any of those struggles along your journey? Or because you come from that entrepreneurial family and you've been doing this for a long time, did you not have to those challenges? Or maybe it's so long ago you didn't remember them?
I wish. No, actually, I don't wish that, because the truth is that our greatest strengths are the ones that where we encountered areas of growth and took them on. Mm. You know, when I was back at that point in my late 20s, my husband and I started a design and construction related business with a product line. I knew that my big weakness was I had some very negative money programming in inner my orientation around money. So I took that on right away, you know. I do absolutely know that every part of those things that you mentioned are things that I have had to work through myself, as well as help support others with it, whether it's the confidence, whether it's time management. For me, time management was one of the really big ones. I don't even like the term time management. But one of the turnaround points came for me when I really got training in a program that was corporate-oriented around priority and prioritizing and managing from your capacity to prioritize and work within time well. And now I have a program that does that. It's called Design Time, Planning for Success. And it's a mindful and heart-based business planning set of tools, as well as a planner. So that will be available for people in the new year, and I'm going to be having a course on that. But time is a really big one. It continues to be a challenge. You know, anybody who's creative, primarily your brain is working in a different dominant side of the brain that's kind of timeless by nature. So
right.
you need to have some skills, some training, and practice. You know, the practice makes it possible.
Right. Oh, and practice, saying that's so important. I mean, really, practice makes you better at everything the more you practice it. And sometimes I think we're given challenges so that the universe wants us to practice it a little bit more.
So true. Yeah, it's the opportunity. We don't like the packaging that some of the opportunity comes in, but it's always something really special at the heart of it.
It is. And there's always, there's a reason, I always say this, that there are no accidents. There's a reason for everything. There's a that bigger plan that we don't always know what the plan is at the time, but it's there. So, Zola, you know, and switching gears a little bit, I've been asking this question of people the last several shows, and I wonder, you know, what you would think of this. And, you know, maybe you have like a favorite book or a resource or something that's really helped you along the way. Is there something that comes to mind that we could share with our listeners tonight?
You know, that one, there are so many, right? I will say that there's a great resource that if somebody wants to message me, I'll give you the actual connection. That recently, it turned me onto some really good business books. Many of them I was familiar with. And I have recently been reading another one that I just want to say, anybody who deals with the creative entrepreneurs thing about focus, where you're really needing to focus well and that is challenging for you, I say instead of ADD, which some people who are incredibly successful in business have been diagnosed as ADD, there's the thing about attention when you're highly creative for many people. And so there's something that a gentleman has a book that I've been reading. He's a trainer for kids and teachers who work with kids who are labeled with ADD. I say attention dialed differently, but it's...
Oh, I like that.
Yes. And what the title is, You Are Oprah, Igniting the Fires of Greatness Within. And I believe, you know, I thought it was kind of a gimmicky title, you know, but I pulled it off the shelf anyway, because Igniting the Fire of Greatness Within. And you know what it's simply about is this idea of recognizing in a different way. It has a unique angle to make that thing, which is making you jump all over the place inspired, let it be honored. You know, recognize that it's part of your greatness and it needs to be stewarded and guided well with love and respect. And so I just, you know, doing that with kids with ADD has actually turned out to be so effective that adults are using it for themselves and finding that it really. So make a list of all those things that you actually think may not be your greatest strengths and look at how they are the seeds of greatness. You know, that the thing you judge yourself about is so often something that you're not reaching a level that you have a vision for. You know that your capacity is a little bit beyond what you're doing right now. That's great.
Yeah.
You know, love that. Love that you're leading yourself in that direction. And we're in the moment now. Honor that this is the only moment in which you can create anything. So there's something that I have been really loving lately. It's a Japanese proverb. Vision without action is a daydream. Action without vision is a nightmare.
And ooh, I like that.
That's great.
Yeah, so true. Oh my goodness. So in that kind of... leads me to, this is a nice segue into the next question that I have for you, Zola. I've been asking this question a few times in the last several shows as well. What does being a successful holistic entrepreneur mean to you? It means different things to different people. And I just am curious about, you know, what that means to you.
I love that you ask it because it's one of the things that I ask others. You know, we each have to define.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we have to define for ourselves what will be completely fulfilling if that's something that you want from your business. Now, some people honestly begin a business because they need a bread and butter business to bring in a side income. That's a different motivation, right? But if you're actually a holistic entrepreneur, if you're doing something that is so from the heart of you, the odds are that those people truly want it to be an expansive all-engaging, fully satisfying experience. And that means you're not living in burnout. This is one of the things to me. So burnout does not work. Overwhelm doesn't work. And isolation doesn't help. So for me, to be really successful, I need to feel truly connected with others in part of a network that is allowing me to thrive and encouraging me and helping me lift up when I hit those stumbling points. And that's part of what I help people build and find and understand for themselves, that we need that support structure. You know, it's both environmental, it's external relationships, the setting that we're in, and it's also internal, the mindset. So how you feel in your business, what it looks like when you're doing it, you know, the actual nuts and bolts of doing it, how you maintain a sense of flow and balance while doing the parts that you don't love. You know, there will be those parts that aren't favorite for all of us, and how they don't overwhelm you. You know, how do you reset and refresh is absolutely critical. You know, you have to be able to get right back to your heart and your center. So I would say a successful holistic entrepreneur has acquired those skills or is working on them, is developing all of the time, growing, as well as they're profit friendly and they're truly building a profitable business, because all of us can be volunteers and benefactors. But that's not the reason why we start our business. And yet a lot of people are stuck giving away, and not turning it around to where your business is giving to you, where your business is supporting your family and your dreams and the life that you're really, truly wanting to create. So it's a plan. You know, you have to have a vision with a plan, and you design it and you implement it and you reflect on how it's going and keep on adjusting and making it better and better. So it needs to be satisfying, needs to be profitable, needs to be growth oriented. And most important of all, you truly are serving those you're there to serve. You know, you have the people who are receiving something of value. That's why I'm in it.
Yeah. Oh, I love that definition. I love that answer to that question. Now, Zola, I know that people are going to want more of you. So what's the best way for people to, you know, connect with you, to find out about your various offerings and what's up for you in, you know, in the near future? What's the best way they can get more of Zola DeFermian?
Well, I have a website. The business name is Creative Momentum. And so you go www.creative-momentum, M-O-M-E-N-T-U-M, creativemomentum.com. And I also have a Facebook page, so you can look for Creative Momentum there, or you can just friend me, Zola DeFermian, on Facebook. I have numerous groups that are for different things. One is for marketing. One is for, it's called Become a Force of Nature, and that's energize, clarify, and ignite your business and your life. And that group is just one that's about something that I forgot to even explicitly mention to you, which is holistic for me, above all, means truly connected to the earth. You know, we're not just in our heads, and we're not just on the Excel spreadsheet in this business. We are living, loving, physical beings on the planet, you know, and what we do is sustainable, and it's serving life, you know, it's life friendly. So that's very important, you know. And when I take the idea of designing your business or your plans and work with you with that, it's really very much about how we're living things. How are living ecosystems able to thrive and be self-sustaining and symbiotic, you know? Those things work in a business. Life is well designed, you know, whether it's a starfish or a dogwood tree or you and I.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Zola, it's been awesome having you on the show. I want to again thank you for taking time out of your busy day to spend time sharing your wisdom and your insights with our community here. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much. And I wish everybody just an opening, vibrant life. And if I can be of service, please, please reach out. Thank you.
You can find The Holistic Entrepreneur on several other internet radio stations 24/7. Now, the easiest and quickest way to find them is to go to my website, bonniegressel.com. Just click on the radio show tab for The Holistic Entrepreneur. All the links are there for you so that you don't have to go searching. The Holistic Entrepreneur can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spreaker, SpeakUp Talk Radio, and Stitcher, as well as my YouTube channel, The Holistic Entrepreneur. On my website, you can also access the guest gift page, as well as several of the shows that are already uploaded for you there. I would love to know what you think, so please rate, review, and share. Until next time, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.